Hey guys, how you doing?
You are coming back our way, heading to the Torquay Hotel. I believe it's already sold out. But what are some of your fond memories about touring and doing gigs down here on Geelong and the Surf Coast? Because we love live music.
It's funny. It's been a fair while since we've played down the coast, and we wanted to do a run of just like sort of these Christmas shows. It's kind of an old school vibe. Many years ago, we played in Geelong, and I'm currently doing another project and. Ooh. One of the guys in it is out of Jet, so Mark Wilson, who comes from Geelong, and he said the first time he ever saw us was like at a coast show down the coast down there. So we've been playing down there for a long time, but we haven't come down for ages. So we're really looking forward to it. It's always been really fun vibes down there.
That is excellent. And obviously you did talk about the fact that you're doing a string of shows because it's off the back of your singles that you're releasing, and it's. You're doing it in vinyl, 7-inch vinyl. Is that the coolest thing to be doing in 2019?
It's kind of funny. We're doing a show at the Forum in Melbourne, it's sort of sold out in one day. We were pretty blown away by that. And at the same time, we've decided to re-release a bunch of our old singles, but to do them on 7-inch, so little vinyl packages. And I mean, I just love vinyl. I know a lot of people are into records still, which is really cool. So. I'm glad the response to it has been so great.
Has there been a case of reminiscing when it does come? I mean, almost ticking off 30 years together as Spider-Bait. Mm. Do you look back? Do those singles give you flashbacks to a certain time? Because I know I was watching Spicks and Specks the other week and you popped up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on that all the time. It's funny. I mean, I was on the special last year that they did, and they brought their old cast back together, and I think I'm going to be on. They're talking about doing it again this year, so I might be on.
Excellent.
But I'm on all the time from however many episodes they play. And I did, yesterday I did an interview they're doing a retrospective look at Recovery, that fantastic show on the ABC, which a lot of bands of our era have played on. And so I was doing some interviews for that. So there seems to be a bit of a vibe at the moment, sort of looking back at this era. And I guess we're lucky enough, I guess, to still be a really big band and us have survived this long. It really spins us out. And yes, when we look at the singles, we go, wow, that seemed a long time ago. And yet, you know, when you play a live show and there's, you know, thousands of people going nuts, it just seems like it's happening right now as well. So
you have the ability to jump on places like Spotify and that kind of thing. It does open you up to a brand new audience as well.
I think it's weird for our shows because some of our fans are so young and would not even around when we had our first hit. I mean, you know, it's so weird when they find out that we were the first band to win the Hottest 100, and then some of our fans are much older, have been with us since the early days.
Yeah.
And it's just like a big family, and it's a sort of crazy, like we did a show on Bribey Island, this festival, a few weeks ago.
Oh,
it was we headlined this festival, and there's 10,000 people there, and and the mixture of people in the crowd as I went out and looked at it was really amazing. So there seems to be something happening with the band, and everyone's sort of coming along with us, and we just feel really happy. I guess we're part of the culture now of Australian music, and we feel really proud to be that, I guess.
Do you reckon it's helping that it's slowly inching towards your 30-year anniversary? It's 28 years this year. Do you start thinking about what you're going to be doing in a couple of years from now?
I haven't thought about what I've been doing for the past 20 years, so I don't have to start now. I mean, you know, I might get organized or something like that. You know, I mean, I don't know. The great thing about the life is I just love the connection with audiences. And for me personally, I'm a lot more interactive than I used to be. I mean, I think the first time we played in Geelong was probably at the Barwon Club, and I just stuck my head behind my drums and tried to hide from the audience. You know, these days it'd be a massive festival and I'd be out the front getting them to sing. And I think we just really enjoy the company of the audience. It's like we're all there together to just have a party and have a great time. And it just seems like it's kind of crazily going to go on forever. We'll probably be having this interview in another 20 years.
Is it too early to pop it in our Google Calendar now? Can we log that in? Is that fine?
I'll leave that up to you, okay? I'm available. You know that.
Well, we are so excited to be partying with you post-Christmas. You are going to be at the Torquay Hotel Saturday, December 28th. The details, krock.com.au. Stop by anytime, Cram from Spider-Bait. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Thanks a lot, guys.